K-Rock 955, this is The Wash-Up. Time now to talk all things GFL. Thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota excavator specialist. A big game yesterday. It was probably the best game of the day in terms of the matchup, Leopold and South Barwon. But in the end, Leopold were able to run away with a 51-point victory. And it might have been bigger if not for some inaccuracy. 14-20, 104 to 8-5-53. Coach Guy Morford, good enough to join us. Morph, congratulations on the win. We talk about your inaccuracy. Should the margin have been greater?
Look, it probably should have been, Kingy. When you look at the scoreline, reflective of the outcome, certainly we had some opportunities that we wasted. But it was really impressive the way the guys sort of fought out the win yesterday. And I mean, 14-20 is always something we can look at, but at least we're getting forward entries and having a look.
Yeah, talk to us about the fact that this might be one of the best wins you've had in your tenure, 28 games in charge. Is that the best win you've had?
Look, it's certainly one of them. I don't know if I'd say it was the best, but it was probably just for the fact of our injury base at the moment. That was probably what was pleasing, in the sense that we've got so many players out. But I keep saying that everybody's in a similar boat at this stage of year, so it's one thing I'll never make excuses for as a coach. And the pleasing thing is that the guys that we're bringing in are certainly more than capable of playing their role and they're giving us effort. So, look, it was certainly up there. It was a very, very pleasing win and one that we really needed.
Tom Ruggles has made his name as a defender but spent some time forward yesterday, kicked four goals. It's not the first time we've seen him up there this year, but his role yesterday was pivotal in the end.
Yeah, he's a good player, isn't he? He's good, Tom. He's just such a very good character, Tom. Like he's always prepared to put the team first. And yesterday, we had to sort of change a few things around, sort of structurally with our lineup. And every time we do that, Tom just he just takes it on board and always puts himself before the team. And that was reflective in his performance yesterday.
Trent West has to take on a couple of ruckmen in Davis and Jarvis. Usually does it fairly solo, and once again, he's had another cracker.
Yeah, he's outstanding, Westie. I haven't seen the stats yet with his hit-out count, but I would say it would have been up around 60 again, if not more. So, every week, Trent just gives our mids first use, and it's certainly, guys like Marcus Thompson, Jai Thompson, Sam Scott, that midfield, they'd certainly have to be licking their lips every time they see Westie get his hands on it. But he's just a great individual, Westie, as well, from where he's been and the development that he helps with around the club. He's just a terrific character.
Yeah, a couple of milestones yesterday, a couple of boys playing game 100.
Yeah. So Sam Scott and Marcus Thompson both played their 100 games, and that was what was really pleasing just for the group. We speak about milestone games, and we really said before the game that it's something that you should try and never play any better for, because every game's just as important. But there is always that bit of added sort of incentive and excitement around milestones. And both of those guys have been such, loyal people to our club. Certainly, Sam Scott has been a really good leader of our club now for a long time. And Marcus Thompson probably does have the opportunity, or could have the opportunity, to play higher, but always chooses Leopold, and they're just such terrific people to have in your club, and it was really, really, really pleasing to get the win for those guys, because they fully deserve it.
Gordon Burke, Jai Thompson, Hughes, and Mitch Patton among those not playing yesterday. Have you got any update on some return dates for those guys?
Yeah, so look, Mitch was close yesterday. We thought on Thursday night that he was going to be right, but he just didn't get probably enough work into that hamstring, and so he'll certainly be right next week. But I think this year we're just sort of trying to take a bit more of a cautious approach, and making sure that these guys, when they do come back, that they're 100% right. So I would expect to see Mitch back next week. Sam Hughes, I think, should be right to come back through at 12 o'clock next week and play a couple quarters. But again, we'll be very carefully watching his loads and making sure that with his soft tissue injuries, we're not loading him up too much. And then Tom Gordon and Jai Thompson, I still wouldn't expect to see back till after the bye. So And then Kevin Burke, I think Kevin's about three to four away still. So, look, there's still some quality guys to come back in, but certainly in the individuals we've got playing are really playing a great role for us.
Morph was a crucial victory, obviously, in terms of ladder position as well. You hold your spot in your five in the five, and there's probably going to be a battle between six or seven clubs for spots in the five. You stay well and truly alive as we enter round nine of the season. Always good to talk footy with you. Well done on the win, and look forward to catching you through the rest of season 2019.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks, King.